You're still listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You just heard an amazing round of 16 debate. And now it's time for another. Once again, a huge thank you to all our partners and sponsors. Webster University signing the check for our winner in this tournament. Also signing the check for the second and third place finishers. The top three will get gifts from obiwizi.com. Check obiwizi.com out on their website, and all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG makes tablets, makes power banks, smart electric meters, desktop computers, decoders, all kinds of things. And then our contenders have goodie bags, courtesy Storm Body Spray. So if you are in a supermarket and you see a can of Storm Body Spray, pick one up as a way to appreciate them for supporting this tournament for children. And our hospitality partner is Booker Hot. Booker Hot is making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge, because debate is hard, you know. Win or lose, you need to eat and feel all right. And Booker Hot is there waiting for these children when they're done downstairs. Now that you've met our partners, let's debate. Our first debater is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old. He's in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. When we met him the first time in 2021, he was 12 years old and in JS3. And he made it all the way to the semifinals. He participated in the third place match. He came fourth. Emmanuel Afolaring Busari, good to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Our second debater is our number 5 seed. She's 15 years old. She's in SS3 at Reagan Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School, Saboyaba. Chidima, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. The clock is the clock. That means no do-overs if you make an error. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It doesn't matter how eloquently you repeat that point. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed is important for the rebuttal round if you want to win. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who wins or who goes home. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. The very first time we met Emmanuel Busari, I believe that... the second time that we met Emmanuel Busari, he went to tiebreaker and they had to switch sides. You remember, with Oluchi. Now, of course, you'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. You both already know your topic. Parents should be punished for their underage children's crimes. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin here to decide this. Chimdimba, you are our number 5 seed. That means that you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the side that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, then you're going to oppose the motion. I'm tossing the coin now.
Tails.
Tails. Tails it is. All right. So we've got Chimdimba Ogenefego supporting the motion that parents should be punished for their underage children's crimes. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for round one. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out just an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwc.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Okay, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Chimdimma Ogenefego, your 3 minutes start now.
Parents can be held legally responsible for their children's crimes in both criminal and civil court. Whether the minor child's actions were intentional or accidental, they can be excused because they are supposed to be under the supervision of their parents. All protocols duly observed. I am Omanufeme Ogenefego Chimdimma, a student of Rega Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School, and I'm here to support the notion which says that parents should be punished for their underage children's crimes. It has been said that the minds of children are like blank pieces of paper, and it is what the parents fill it with that the children recognizes, good or bad. Parents have parental responsibility over their children and therefore should be punished for their underage children's crimes. You may ask me why this should be so, and I will tell you with all sense of responsibility. Parents should be held responsible and even punished for their underage children's crimes because they have the duty to supervise and educate their underage children. I believe that if a child has been trained well, they will do better off. But this is not the case. What do we have with our parents these days? You see them, they pass their duty of parenting their child to anyone they find around because they have beautiful careers to worry about. They pass to either teachers, relatives, and even mates. No wonder the law agrees that anyone under the 18, if that person commits a crime, it is because the parents have not yet met their duty. This would not have happened. The harm would not have occurred if the parents had exerted proper control and trained the children well. If parents allow children do anyhow as they like, the parents should be punished for these crimes because you can't let children do what they can and expect that you would be free. Irresponsible parents begets irresponsible children. Most parental responsibility laws punish parents not for what they did, but for what they did not do. This makes parents criminally liable for their children's crimes. It has been said that Like I said before, the mind of children are like blank pieces of paper. What the parents fill it with? If the children see that the parents allow them to do what they can, they're going to do what they can. If they know that, okay, Emmanuel, if you steal today and your mommy is arrested, tomorrow you steal again because you know that I'm not the one that's going to be arrested tomorrow. So your mom, if your mother does not train you well to not steal, she's the one that is going to enter prison the next day. You're going to be like, we are children. I know what I'm saying. If I steal today, I know that another person is taking the crime, a bit the blame. I will know that I can steal again because it is not me that is receiving that crime blame. I mean, parents should be responsible for their children's crimes because they don't exert proper control on these children. This means that if parents are punished for their children's crimes, they'll be motivated to do better the next time. Okay, if Emmanuel, if I stop Emmanuel from doing this tomorrow, I will not be in Kirikiri tomorrow. If I stop him, so you're telling me that if a 17-year-old...
Thank you very much, Chimdimma. Well done. You just heard from our number 5 seed, 15 years old in SS3, at Reagan Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School, Saboyaba, Chimdimma Ogenefego. She just supported that parents should be punished for their underaged children's crimes. Her opposer is 13 in SS1, our number 12 seed. He's a student from Ifako International Secondary School, Emmanuel Afola Ribusari. Your 3 minutes start now.
Some people are convinced that parents shouldn't be punished for the crimes of their underage children, and they are not wrong. This is because children have the right to act the way they feel, and holding their parents responsible doesn't achieve the whole aim of punishing them. This is because the parents bear the punishment rather than the children, and also it just allows blame shifting, which means the children are free to commit even higher crimes. But before I go deep into the topic, it's common courtesy to give honors to whom honors is due. Good day, moderator, panel, Judge Zachary Tanke, my co-debater, and my attentive audience. My name is Afolare Busuari Emmanuel, Bonifay student of Ifeakwa International Secondary School. And I'm here to oppose the motion that parents should be punished for the crimes of their adult children. First, the parents should be punished for the crimes of their adult children so that it can preserve the values of the society. Take for instance, every child goes to school, and every school has their rules and regulations. If a child were to commit a crime in school, the child gets punished rather than the parent. So why should that same child commit a crime outside and the parent is subjected to punishment? It amounts to destruction of societal values. Additionally, punishing parents for the crimes of their children deprives the child of parental care. Take for instance, the child has already been punished, the child has committed a crime and the parents are being punished. Who is then there to correct the child if he or she goes astray? No one, which will make the child free to commit even a higher crime. Another reason why parents should be punished for the crimes of their underage children is to rehabilitate or restore them. If a child should commit a crime, that means he or she has gone astray, and the only way for them to be brought back is by punishing them. So therefore, it is wrong to punish the parents for the crimes of their adult children. Holding children responsible for their own crimes allows them to become responsible people when they grow up. Therefore, if nobody wants to associate with an irresponsible person, so therefore, it is therefore sensible to hold the child responsible for his or her crimes. Because if the parents are held responsible, the child gains no value whatsoever from the parents getting punished. Moreover, it is according to the principle of law under just law, which clearly states that they don't favor a person or a group of persons over others. Another reason why parents should not be punished for the crimes of their adult children so that they can be exposed to experiences that prevents them from committing the crime all over again. Nature creates shows that when a child plays with fire, the fire burns the child and not the parents. And if the child should see the fire once again, he or she will not play with it. It is the same thing that happens when the child is punished for his or her own crimes. And finally, another reason why parents should not be punished for the crime of their children, because if a parent is punished for the crime of their children, it gives the child the courage to commit the crime all over again, which allows the child to commit the crime all over again, which endangers the inhabitants of the society. And it can also be a means of escaping punishment by forging age and birth certificates. In conclusion, no one person can be blamed for the actions of a child. Everyone has a role to play, from parents to society to peers. With the following points of mine, I hope I've been able to enlighten and brighten your perception of this part of the topic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Emmanuel Afolare Busuari, 13 years old, in SS1. Our number 12 seed. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for rebuttals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Lagos, don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajike Deborah.
My name is Anna.
My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pusis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you again to all our partners. It's time now for the rebuttal round. For this second round, we will start with the motion opposer. Our motion opposer is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old in SS1 at Ifakọ International Secondary School. Emmanuel, your 2 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. I still remain Afolare Busuari Emmanuel. The first point that my opponent made was that if a child commits a crime, then the parents have not fulfilled that duties. That's actually wrong, because according to someone once said that parents are living gods and they do absolutely everything in their power to prevent children from becoming irresponsible people. It doesn't necessarily mean that a parent failed in their duties if a child should commit a crime. It could be a child could be raised in a godly home, in a pastor's home, and turn out otherwise, and vice versa. So it is therefore wrong to say that if a child commits a crime, it's then the parents has failed. If it's possible, parents get the same child. It's not true, because because someone said that children are not coloring books. They, you cannot fill them with your favorite color. That is exactly it. You can't fill, you can't make children what they are not. Irresponsible children will remain irresponsible children. Rebellious children remain rebellious children. And they're also human beings. You can't just impose whatever you want on them. If a child wants to go the right way, he or she will go the right way. If a child chooses to kill somebody, then it is his or her own choice. It doesn't necessarily mean that the parent has failed in training his or her children. If a parent, you said also said that if a parent are punished, the child will stop, which is actually wrong. This is because if the child actually cares about the parent, he or she won't have committed the crime in the first place. So that because there's a story that during my research I found that James Patrick Boga was a 2-year-old boy who was murdered by 10-year-olds, and so then they were arrested instead. They were arrested instead of the parents. One of the people who committed the crime went again to commit two other crimes. Assuming the parents were arrested and not responsible for the crimes of the children, then the child wouldn't have committed two more crimes even after being convicted several times. And they say that parents don't exert proper control. That is not true. It's wrong to say that parents don't exert proper control. Parents do everything in their power to make sure that children are responsible people. So, and as I said before, children are in coloring books. You can't make them do whatever you want because they are also living and breathing beings. Those are the points that we're able to gather from my opponent's presentation round. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Afolarin. Well done. So when you're presenting or making rebuttals, it's okay to hold your paper like this so that you're not leaning away from the mic, so that we can catch everything that you're saying. Chimdimma, your 2 minutes start now.
Still standing on existing protocols. Emmanuel, I beg to differ. I never said that if you arrest the parents, the child is going to stop. I never said that. I said if you arrest the parents, the parents will be motivated to come back and exert proper control on the children. There will be, as a parent that nurtures and educates your child, you should have that ability, that thought eye to know when your child is doing something wrong so that you can be able to nip that bad behavior in the bud. Once parents have parental responsibility, then they should be punished for that child's misbehavior. And you said something about godly home. It's not about God. It's about the time you spend with your children. Some parents say because they don't spend time with their children, they make the children misbehave, take it out that the child is going to, so that the child can do whatever they like, making up for the time they were not around. That doesn't make sense. Even though you're a pastor, do you have time with your children? It doesn't matter if it's a godly home or whatever. It's that time you have with your children. Like the government policies that we have, like Children's Day, for instance. There's Children's Day. I oppose that day should be called Family Day because you can't leave children alone at home, because those parents are still going to go to work. And these children will be left at home to make themselves useless. So if parents are punished for these crimes, they'll remember that if I exert this proper control on these children, they will not do this again. If I am there 24/7, not really 24/7, if I'm there and I make sure that these children, once they come out from school, is either going for a lesson or they're staying with me, I will know that next time I will not be arrested for their crime, because I will know that I will make sure that control is put on them. I will supervise them and educate them very well. Now, you also said something about accountability. There will be no need for accountability if parents train their children very well. There's no need for accountability because if parents train their children well, there will be no need for any crime to happen. If parents are sure that they stay with their children and don't leave their parental authority to maids or teachers or relatives, there will be no need for accountability because they are there to ensure that these children are doing something good and not wrong. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Your time's up. Well done. Great work. Good job. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ, the debate tournament for secondary school students in Lagos. 16 of the best student debaters in Lagos gather here, trying to be the last student standing and winning 1 million naira. You just heard our first debater for the second round of day 3, round of 16 matches. Our first debater is our number 12 seed, 13 years old in SS1 at Ifakor International Secondary School. The first time we met this contender was in 2001, in 2021, during the first ever I Beg to Differ debate tournament, the maiden edition. He got all the way to third place, to the third place match, and he lost and came fourth in that tournament. Emmanuel Afolari Busari. Today, he is challenging our number five seed, who is 15 and in SS3 at Reagan Memorial Baptist Girls Secondary School, Saboyaba, Chimdimma, Ogenefego. And they just debated that parents should be punished for their underaged children's crimes. Ogenefego said, yes, they should. Emmanuel said, no, they should not. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll see if there's a tie or if there's a clear winner. If there's a tie, they're going to switch sides and they're going to debate again. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
The Big Three. Global Edition on Hard Facts.